So what song do you want to start with for this song of the soul?
Why don't we start with Great Flood?
Okay, so is this like a Noah reference or what? Is there an actual Great Flood that you're referring to?
The way I try to write songs, or sometimes the way they seems like they write themselves, is that there are different dimensions, different levels to the song. I try to find images that are universal and may have more than one meaning, different levels, so it's not premeditated. I have a sense of there are certain elements, I think, in the world that have spiritual connotations and connections for me. Rain, for whatever reason, is one of them, perhaps because of a sense of renewal that it brings. It also, on the other hand, in a yin-yang way, brings destruction. So this particular song happens to talk about the destructive side of rain and water. But I find myself unless connecting with spiritual or biblical references at times.
So is there an actual experience that you've had of flood, of rain? I think you live down near Aliva, which is 30 miles south of Eau Claire here in the Chippewa Valley, Wisconsin. Is there a river flowing by that overflows its banks? I mean, my hometown, where I was born over in western Wisconsin, Darlington, they have the Pecatonica go through it, and each spring it does its flooding thing. Do you have something like that in your life?
Well, the inception of the song was actually in 1993, coming home to a basement full of water, about a foot and a half water in a basement after several days of rains. And this period of rainfall was part of a greater meteorological event in the upper Midwest that flooded out a lot of the river towns from Des Moines all the way up the watershed. Actually, the first time that St. Louis, Missouri had ever been closed to barge traffic was during the 1993 flood. So you could say that, I guess, my personal experience kind of expanded into the wider view of what was going on. A lot of times it seems my songs are written about a specific event, but they have the backdrop of a larger environment that they seem to connect, I guess, on a personal level with a larger environment, larger universe.
Well, let's get ready to listen to Mike Quick's song called Great Flood. So put on your literal and metaphorical hip waders, and let's get ready for Great Flood.
They closed the river this morning. The levee was all gone. Half a million sandbags, river boats all shut down. You can lead your horse to water, but you know he might not swim when the rain keeps pouring down and the river's closing in. Father led us to the high ground, and when we looked back down below, we saw the milk cow drowned and the pickup sunk down where the green corn used to grow. In the same boat as the neighbor, drifting by the rainbow side, you try to keep your head above the water till the big flood comes next time. And we will build a boat, live out on the flood. I was born on the bayou, I've been washed in the blood with the people of the river, from St. Paul to New Orleans. We will ride that boat from this land of bitter